This week, I was back in South Bend, Indiana at the University of Notre Dame for a community meeting. And as I was coming through O'Hare, I remembered something that happened the Sunday after Thanksgiving many years ago. For many years, I was on our Provincial Council of Holy Cross, and so I flew to South Bend, Indiana once a month for 9 years. So I got to know O'Hare pretty well. Well, on this Thanksgiving Sunday night, I landed in O'Hare from South Bend about noon, and the flights were then starting to slow down because of a snowstorm. Well, the snowstorm turned into a blizzard, and by 5 o'clock, nothing was leaving O'Hare. O'Hare was completely packed, and there was no sign of the snowstorm letting up. And there were people everywhere. Every seat was full. People even were lining the corridors. And it was some of the most fascinating people watching I've ever been in. There were some people that just kind of went limp, like, oh my gosh, what do we do? What do we do now? And then there were those that kind of charged the customer service things and were saying things like, I demand you end this snowstorm right now. I need to get to Cleveland. And then there were the problem solvers who were going, oh, we can rent dog sleds and snowmobiles. That'll get us to race, you know. And then there were other people who were really trying to look out and help others and try to make the best of it. And there are some people sitting in groups playing cards and enjoying it. And I won't tell you which of the responses was mine. But I thought later, it was a situation in a fairly innocent way that everybody's world was rocked. And the plans that we had and the life that we had and the little world that we had was rocked, if just for a few days. And people's response, I thought, was very interesting. Because so often, those are some of the typical responses, I think, when someone's world is rocked, when it's shaken, when the world that we knew somehow ceases to be because of a new fact, because of a transition, because of a loss, or because of a failure, or because of success. There's times in our life when we can be living along just fine and something happens that all of a sudden the world that we knew seems shaken and it seems like there's not a stone standing on another stone. I've seen it happen. In fact, as a priest, so often I'm invited into people's lives at that moment, at the moment when they find out they've been laid off from work or the moment when someone's received a diagnosis that all of a sudden changes their whole view of the world and what their future is. Then there are for people who have been successful behind the wildest dreams and they thought that success and the perfect job and the perfect house and the perfect car would take away the loneliness that they felt inside or take away that longing that's always there. And it didn't. And so they had to rebuild another world and look for another world that would come. Jesus in the gospel today says to people, they're kind of oohing and awing over the temple. And as though that were the end, and, you know, like it would be there forever. And Jesus says, you know, the day will come when none of this is going to be here. You have to build your world on something different. The world as we know it, it's not going to last the way that we know it. There'll be changes. There'll be things coming because the world is not yet as it should be, and the forces of evil are still active in the world. And in the midst of that reality, the reality that at some point our world individually is going to get rocked, that our world collectively as a church, as a people, at some points is going to be rocked and it's going to be changed. Jesus gives us some great insights tonight and points us in a direction when that happens. The first thing he says is, when you start to recognize that, don't be deceived. Because there will be people who come in his name and say, this is the godly thing to do. This is the holy thing to do. This is the thing you need to do. And often that voice and those voices that come just as the world is in transition are not the right ones. They can be the voices of evil. The voices that say, destroy. Destroy the other. Destroy the one who hurt. Blame somebody. The voice that says, isolate. Separate from everybody. Don't let anybody else help. Don't let anybody else in on the problem. The voice that says, numb it. Get it so you don't feel it. Eat it away. Drink it away. Drug it away. Something. Those are not of God. Don't be deceived. The second thing that Jesus says is, don't be afraid. In the midst of the change, there's going to be conflict. there's going to be conflict among people and maybe even among families. But don't be afraid of it. Walk into it. Look and see what truths and the ways that God is present in the middle of it. And then third is an interesting one. Jesus said, as you anticipate all that happening, don't prepare a defense. Don't try to pretend that you can prepare for it, at least in a human way. There's not a way to prepare for everything that might happen. We realize that over and over when things happen and tragedies happen at airports and in natural disasters around the world. So don't be deceived, don't be afraid, and don't plan your defense, but let's put them in positively and switch and flip them around. If we're not to be deceived, it means that we're to be wise. And to be wise is to take information and knowledge and apply it prudently to the situation at hand. We're called to be wise and use wisdom so that we really look for the godly. We really look for the true and the beautiful and the good in any situation. Secondly, we're not to be afraid, and the opposite of fear, the virtue opposite of fear is courage. We are to have courage in those times to stand up and remember who we truly are and the things about ourselves and our life and our world that are our anchors, the things that hold us and support us and sustain us, our faith, our hope, our love. And the third thing was, don't prepare your defense. And for that, the virtue would be to trust in God, to trust in the Holy Spirit. All of us are invited into the life of the Holy Spirit. At confirmation, we were given the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is a gift that not only must be received, it must be developed, and it must be used. And when we develop the gifts of the Holy Spirit, then we are prepared as much as we humanly can be, given our own human weakness and the uncertainties of life. But when we develop the Holy Spirit and look for the Holy Spirit, in those times when the world is rocked or the world is rocked of those around us, we're prepared to act from the best of who we are. This is why we just love it when we gather throughout the liturgical year for Mass. Throughout the liturgical year for the readings, because the whole liturgical year is a rehearsal of what the readings point to. It's a rehearsal of the life of Christ, the death and persecution of Christ, and the resurrection of Christ. We live that in the readings and the symbols and the songs and all that go with each of the liturgical seasons. And we do it over and over so that it becomes part of who we are. It becomes deeply part of who we are, and it becomes part of the center of who we are from which we hope to act when crisis really happens. And when we're in touch with the Holy Spirit, when we've got the Holy Spirit, it not only helps us when our world is rocked, but it also makes us compassionate and courageous and strong when we see other people whose world has been rocked. There's a lot of people whose worlds are rocked, whose worlds have been taken apart in the storms and typhoons in the Philippines this last couple weeks, and even in the tornadoes in the Midwest today. And we respond, and we're called to respond with our prayer, with our courage, and in any way that we can to support those people and them, knowing what it's like to go through something when our world is rocked. A true spirituality prepares us for that. A true spirituality helps us develop the virtues so that we can stand firm with hope and courage and love and trust, so that when the worst happens, the best of us comes out because of the grace of God. May the Holy Spirit be with each one of us, and may we live with confidence and in love and hope, knowing that when the world is rocked, that we truly have something to hold on to in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.